Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercy. We thank you for all that you have done in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for your interventions. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your helps. We thank you, Lord, for difficult things you have solved in our lives. Thank you for revelations you have opened our eyes to see. We thank you for enforcing your will to prevail in our lives and in our situations. Thank you, Lord, for your divine provisions. Thank you for your divine grace. Thank you for everything you have done in our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Father, we are so grateful for your commitment to helping us. We are so grateful for your commitment to answering our prayers. You have been so faithful to us. You have not failed us. You have not disappointed us. You have done great things to comfort us. You have done great things to encourage us. Thank you for the operations of your Holy Spirit in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for revival that is happening in us and spreading out from within us to others. Oh Lord, be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for making the enemy to bow unto us. Thank you, Lord, for subduing Satan under our feet. Thank you for how you have lifted us up above limitations, above obstacles the enemy sets on our path. Thank you for greater heights you are taking us. Thank you, Lord, for a great future you have set ahead of us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for terminating shame and disgrace in our lives. Thank you for crowning us with your glory and honor. Thank you, Lord, for your determination to use our lives as examples of your faithfulness to the world. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for how you have determined to reveal the greatness of your glory through our lives, even through our weaknesses and mistakes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, we ask that even as we will be having another prayer session right here, right now, oh Lord, move mightily among us to help us once again in Jesus' name. I ask, oh God, that far beyond what you have done before, Lord, surprise us with great miracles as we pray in Jesus' name. We ask, oh God, that you open your heavens over this meeting and touch every one of us and meet us at the point of our needs. Father, do so in this place in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We're going to start with worship songs before we go into prayer points. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I have searched through all eternity long and found there is none like you. There is none like you, Lord. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I have searched through all eternity long and found there is none like you. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. You are glorious, O Lord. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. You are glorious, Father. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. Yahweh, 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 you are glorious. So glorious in your ways. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. We are singing, faithful are you, Lord, King of glory. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor, Savior. We give you all the glory, Jesus. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. Jesus, you are here. Father, you are here. Holy Ghost, you are here. You are here for us. Jesus, you are here. Savior, you are here. Holy Spirit, you are here. You are here for us. Oh, Jesus, you are here, Father. You are here, Holy Ghost. You are here, you are here for us. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like Him. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like Him. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like Him. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like Him. I walk and walk, no one. I looked all around, no one. I searched everywhere, no one. There's no one like Him. He is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Oh, He is Lord. He is Lord. All over the earth. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Forever He is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. I will praise Him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise You from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise Him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting, Lord. We will praise You from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. For this God, He's our God forever and ever. He shall be our God from now, even to the end. Hallelujah. Hosanna. 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 Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, hallelujah, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, I have provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Great is your faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies we see. All we have needed, thy hands have provided. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, Lord unto us. Over and again I give you my heart, over and again I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you, Lord. Over and again, I give you my heart, Jesus. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you, Savior, O Lord. Over and again, I give you my heart. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you, Lord. Over and again, I give you my heart, Jesus. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you. You laid aside your majesty, gave up everything for me. You suffered hardships of those you have created. You took all my guilt and shame when you died and rose again. Now today you reign in heaven and earth, exalted. I really want to worship you, my Lord. You have all my heart and I am yours. Forever and ever, I will love you. You are the only one who died for me. Give your life to set me free. So I lift my voice to you in adoration. We praise you, we praise you, oh Lord, we praise you, Lord, we praise you, we praise you, oh Lord, in our lives, we see what you're doing. We see what you're doing, and one more time, we lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We praise you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you. Oh, Lord, King of glory. We praise you. We praise you. Oh, Lord, in our lives. We see what you're doing, and one more time, we lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. Jesus, God, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you. I come before you today. And there's just one thing that I have to say. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all you've given to me, for all the blessings I cannot see, for all the blessings that I cannot see. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You took my sin and my shame. You took my sin and my shame. You took my darkness. You took my darkness and gave me your light. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. With a grateful heart. With a grateful heart. With a song of praise. With an outstretched arm. I will bless your name. Thank you, Lord. I just wanna thank you, Lord. I just wanna thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just wanna thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I want us to begin to worship Him, praise Him, glorify Him, adore Him, glorify Him, honor Him, worship Him. He's a great God. He's the Almighty God. He's the Lord who was and is to come. He's the first and the last, the Alpha and Omega, beginning and the ending. Oh Lord, we praise you. There is none like you, Father. You are highly exalted, far above the heavens, far above the earth, far above thrones, far above kingdoms, far above dominions. You are highly exalted. We worship you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. There is none like you, Father. You rule over all. You rule over the universe. You determine the end of things even before they began. You command and they appear instantly. We worship you, Father. You speak and it comes to pass. We worship you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. There is none like you, Father. There is none like you, Father. There is none like you, Father. There is no end to your glory. There is no end to your reign. There is no end to your dominion. There is no end to your power. Oh Lord, we worship you. Oh Lord, we worship you. You command things to appear out of nothing. Oh Lord, we worship you. You make all things beautiful in your time. Oh Lord, we worship you. You are the Almighty God. You move mountains. You are our helper. You are our healer. You are our restorer. You are our provider. We bless your holy name. We praise you, O Lord God of Israel. We worship you, King of the universe. We worship you, Most High God. You are our Lord. You are so faithful. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We worship you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. We thank you, Lord, because you are so faithful. We thank you, Lord, because you are so merciful. We thank you, Lord, for you do wonderful things. Thank you for everything you have done in our lives. Thank you, Lord, because we can trust you. Thank you, Lord, because we can depend on you. We can believe in you, for you are so faithful. Blessed be your holy name. O God of heaven and the earth, we glorify you. We worship your majesty. We worship your majesty. We worship your majesty. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you for all that you have freely given unto us. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have programmed into our future. Thank you for great things you have in store for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything you have done. Blessed be your holy name. We praise you, O Lord. We praise you, O Lord, for you are the Lord. You are the Lord strong and mighty. You are the Lord mighty in battles. You have done us well. You have done great things. You have done great things. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given him praises and worship and thanksgiving. Amen. You're going to take this a prayer of thanksgiving. You're going to say, Father, thank you for your eyes watches over my life, and you care for me. You watch over my life. You care for me. You preserve me. You defend me. You meet my needs. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for watching over my life. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for you are the one that watches over my life. Begin to thank him. Say, Lord, thank you for your eyes watches over my life. And you meet my needs. You preserve my life. You defend me. You fight for me. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for you know what I need even before I know those needs. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for you see far ahead of my life. You see into my future. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for you watch over me. You guide my steps so that I don't fall into traps. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for watching over my life. Thank you for taking good care of me, more than my parents will take care of me. Thank you for helping me, even more than my close friends will help me. Thank you for supporting me, even more than I can support myself. Oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you for watching over my life. Thank you for strengthening me when I needed strength. Thank you for encouraging me when I needed encouragement. Thank you, Lord, for helping me when I needed help. Thank you for comforting me when I needed comfort. Thank you, Lord, for your presence in my life. Thank you for watching over my life. Thank you for having my back. Thank you for defending me. Thank you for standing with me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I begin to thank him like that. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything you have done in my life. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything you are doing in my life. Thank you for being my helper. Thank you for being my shepherd. Thank you, Lord, for being my light. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for being my covering. Thank you for being my fortress. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for you are my rock, the rock of my salvation. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to place your right hand on your head as you pray this prayer. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every pollution of darkness in my life that is changing me into another person that can be found in Christ. Every pollution of darkness in my life, changing me into another person, giving me another identity that is not according to Christ, that is not in Christ Jesus. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them now. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them now. Begin to pray like that. Let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy pollution of darkness in my blood, pollution of darkness in my spirit, pollution of darkness in my soul that is changing me into another person that can be found in God. Every pollution of darkness, every damage of the enemy that has happened to my spirit, soul, and body to change me into another man that cannot be found in Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy pollution of darkness that is present to change me into another personality that is contrary to the will of God. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit destroy them now. Every damage that has happened in me, that is changing me into another person that can't be found in Christ Jesus, let that damage be corrected right now. Let it be reversed right now in the name of Jesus. I begin to pray like that. Whatsoever I've gone wrong in me, that is making me to be different from who God says I am, that is making me to be different from who I am in Christ Jesus, let that damage be corrected by the fire of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Every damage in my spirit, every wound in my spirit, every damage in my soul, every damage in me that is changing me into another personality that can't be found in Christ Jesus, that is changing me into another personality that can't fulfill God's purpose, let that damage be corrected now by the fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever I've gone wrong in me that is making it difficult for me to fulfill God's calling, to fulfill God's purpose for my life, let the fire of the Holy Ghost correct them right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the promises of God for my life, the prophecies of God concerning my life, begin to manifest right now. Let the promises of God for my life, the prophecies of God for my life, begin to turn into reality. Begin to turn into visible realities. Begin to appear physically in my life. Begin to manifest right now in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, I decree that the prophecies of the Lord, the promises of the Lord for my life, begin to appear now in the name of Jesus. Let the promises of God for my life begin to appear physically. Begin to appear physically in my life, in my calling, in my career, in my ministry. The promises of the Lord, the prophecies of the Lord for my life and destiny begin to appear right now in the name of Jesus. But now is the time of the manifestation of God's promises for my life. Now is the time of the manifestation of God's prophecies for my life. In the name of Jesus, let there begin to manifest all the promises of the Lord that have been shown to me, all the promises of the Lord that have been spoken to me, all the promises of the Lord that have been revealed to me, begin to appear now, begin to manifest in my life in the name of Jesus. All the prophecies that has been spoken concerning my career, all God's prophecies that has been spoken concerning my destiny, concerning my calling, begin to manifest now in the name of Jesus. For now is the hour where they come to pass. Begin to manifest now in the name of Jesus. All God's prophecies that has gone forth concerning my life, calling, and destiny. All God's prophecies that has gone forth concerning my marriage, concerning my career, begin to appear now. Begin to manifest now in the name of Jesus. Begin to manifest. Begin to manifest all of God's promises that I have seen in my visions, all of God's promises that I have seen in my dreams begin to appear now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, begin to appear right now. In the name of Jesus, begin to manifest now. In the name of Jesus, Nehasha Jihasajilea, begin to manifest now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You're going to raise up your right hand, and you're going to pray like this. I'm going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire fall and destroy every work of darkness going on in my life to stop the visible manifestation of God's prophecies and promises for my life. Every operation of darkness, operation of witchcraft, operation of hell going on against my life to stop the visible manifestation of God's prophecies and promises for my life, be destroyed by fire. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Let fire fall from the throne of God and consume every operation of witchcraft going on in my life to stop the physical manifestation of God's promises for my life, calling and destiny. Let fire fall and consume them now. Let fire fall and consume them now. Let fire fall and consume them now. Thank you, Lord. Every work of the enemy that is going on in the waters, every work of darkness going on on the grounds, going on under the ground, going on in the atmosphere, to stop my testimony from appearing, to stop my miracle from appearing, let fire of the Holy Ghost consume them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every oppression of darkness going on in the atmosphere, going on in the tree, inside the trees, going on satanic altars, going on under the heads, going on in graveyards, to stop the visible manifestation of God's promises for my life, let fire fall and consume them now. In the name of Jesus, let fire fall. Thank you, Father. Let fire fall and destroy them all. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, by your mighty hand, let everything that the enemy is doing against me begin to turn against them. Let every work of darkness that is being done against me begin to turn against those that are doing it. Let every evil that the kingdoms of darkness, the agents of darkness are doing against my life and destiny begin to turn against them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Let the sword of the enemy fall back against them. Let the weapons of the enemy fall back against them. The weapons of darkness fashioned against my life, Lord, let it fall back against the agents of darkness. Let it fall back against those that are wielding the weapons. Let every work of the enemy be turned against them now. In the name of Jesus, all that the kingdoms of darkness and the agents of darkness are busy doing day and night against my life, calling and destiny, begin to turn against them. All that they are devising against my life, all the magic
all the sorcery, all the spells, all the enchantments that the enemy is devising against my life. Oh Lord, begin to turn it against them. Let it fall back against them. In the name of Jesus, let it fall back against them. Let it fall back against them. Right now, the name of Jesus, the same weapon the enemy is using to afflict me, oh Lord, let it turn against them right now in the name of Jesus. The same weapon the enemy is using to afflict my life, to afflict my health, to afflict my mind, to afflict my peace, to afflict my joy, oh Lord, let it fall back against them right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. The Bible says that when the enemy comes like a flood, that the Spirit of the Lord will raise a standard against them. When the enemy comes like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will stop them from getting to you. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, oh, Holy Spirit, raise your standard of defense against the flood of destruction coming from the enemy to destroy my life. Holy Spirit, raise your standard of defense against the flood of destruction coming from the enemy against my life, coming from the realms of darkness against my life. Spirit of the living God, raise your standard against them. Spirit of the living God, raise your standard against them. Begin to pray like that. Holy Spirit, raise your standard against them. Raise your standard against every flood of destruction that is coming violently to destroy my life, that is coming violently to damage my life. Holy Spirit, lift up your standard of defense. Holy Spirit, stop them now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Every flood of destruction coming from kingdoms of darkness, coming from realms of darkness against my life, calling and destiny, Spirit of the living God, raise your standard against them now. Raise your standard against them now. Every agent of darkness that is coming violently to attack my life, Spirit of the living God, appear to stop them. Appear and fight them. Appear and persecute them. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, raise up your standard to stop the floods of darkness, the floods of evil, the floods of destruction coming towards my life, coming violently against my life. Holy Spirit, stand against them now. Holy Spirit, stand and stop them. Holy Spirit, stand and attack and fight them. Holy Spirit, stand and destroy them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I pray for you that the standard of the Spirit of the Lord shall suddenly appear at that point when the enemy is coming against you, at that moment when the enemy is coming to destroy good things in your life, at that moment when the enemy is coming to waste good things in your life, let the standard of the Lord appear immediately to stop them in Jesus' name. At that moment when you are weak and the enemy is coming to destroy your life, let the Spirit of the Lord come to stop them in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, let let the eyes of my spirit be opened to discover the hiding place of the enemy, to discover where the enemy is waiting secretly to strike me. Let the eyes of my spirit be opened. Let the eyes of my spirit be opened. Let the eyes of my spirit be opened to discover the hiding places of the enemy in my life, in my environment. Let the eyes of my spirit be opened. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, open my eyes to discover the hiding place of the enemy in my environment, in my life, in my family, the hiding place of the enemy. Oh Lord, open my eyes to discover them in the name of Jesus, so that I can overcome, so that I can fight and overcome. Oh Lord, open my eyes to discover the hiding places of the enemy in my life, in my environment, in the midst of my friends, in the midst of my family members, where the enemy is hiding to strike me on our way. Oh Lord, open my eyes to see them. Open my eyes to understand. Open my eyes to know the strategy of the enemy. Me, the strategy of the kingdom of darkness to waste my life, to waste my destiny. Open my eyes, oh Lord, to understand and to know the strategy of the enemy to waste my life, to destroy good things in my life, to destroy God's plans for my life. Oh Lord, open my eyes. Let the eyes of my spirit be opened to see where the enemy is hiding to strike my life. Oh God of Israel, open my eyes to discover them. Open my eyes to discover them. Thank you, Lord. Open my eyes to see them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we are still praying. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I invoke the blood of Jesus to destroy every ritual of darkness that has been done against my life and destiny, against my health. Let the blood of Jesus destroy them now. Oh, open your mouth and begin to pray. Say, I invoke the blood of Jesus to destroy satanic rituals that has been done on satanic altars against my life, against my health, against my calling, against my destiny. Let the blood of Jesus nullify that ritual. Let the blood of Jesus destroy such rituals. Let the blood of Jesus cancel the effect of such rituals right now in the name of Jesus. And she had her sasalashtada mendede kudyashtadia lidiam disiji talabala masha genia sasashtadia. Let the blood of Jesus begin to nullify every ritual of darkness that has been done on mountain tops, every ritual of darkness that has been done on the rocks, that has been done on altars, that has been done on visible and invisible altars against my life and destiny. Let the blood of Jesus begin to destroy them. Let the blood of Jesus begin to cancel the effects of the rituals right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we're still going to pray. That prayer once again. Yeah, because I saw that some rituals were done on top of rocks. That is what I saw, and the effects of those rituals is very strong. It was done on mountain tops. Yeah, whether I don't know, whatever mountains. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, but let the power in the blood of Jesus begin to destroy the effects of rituals that has been done on satanic altars against my life, calling, and destiny. Let the power in the blood of Jesus begin to destroy them now. Begin to destroy them now. They begin to pray like that. Let the power in the blood of Jesus begin to destroy every satanic ritual that has been done on satanic altars against my life, calling, and destiny. Let the power in the blood of Jesus begin to destroy them now. Let the power in the blood of Jesus nullify the power of that ritual. Let the power in the blood of Jesus destroy the power of such rituals. Let the power in the blood of Jesus destroy the strength of those rituals over my life. In the name of Jesus, let the power in the blood of Jesus, thank you, Lord, destroy the strength of such rituals over my life right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to pray. There are satanic rituals and satanic operations that are so strong that as long as you are breathing in air, and that thing we have effect on your life. So it's more or less like they have programmed that ritual into your timeline. That they have programmed the ritual into the elements of survival. It's more or less like saying, as long as this person drinks water, as long as this person breathing air, so evil must happen to him or her. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. So these are rituals that have been programmed into the elements of survival on earth. You know, such that it's going to take a mighty hand of God for good things to happen in the life of such person. Yeah, so you're still going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, by your mighty hand, deliver me from every prison that the enemy has put my life. Every prison that the enemy has put my life to stop good things from locating me, to stop good things from happening to me, to stop your plans from happening in my life. Lord Jesus, deliver me from such prisons. Every prison of time that the enemy has put me to stop me from getting help, to stop me from getting helpers, to stop me from fulfilling destiny. Lord Jesus, deliver me right now. Lord Jesus, release me right now. Begin to pray like that. Every prison the enemy has put me to stop my life from fulfilling destiny. Every prison the enemy has put me to stop good things from locating my life. Oh Lord Jesus, deliver me right now. Deliver me right now. Let those prisons break now. Oh Lord, break them in pieces by your mighty hand. Break them in pieces by your mighty hand. Break them in pieces by your mighty hand. Every prison. prison of time, every prison of time the enemy has put me that is stopping good things from reaching me, that is stopping breakthroughs from happening to me. Oh Lord of hosts, by your mighty hand, deliver me right now in the name of Jesus. Deliver me right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Deliver me, O God. Deliver me, O God, in the name of Jesus. Deliver me, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, you're going to stretch down your hand towards the ground. Yeah, you stretch down your hand towards the ground, and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I invoke the fire of God to destroy every sacrifice of darkness, rituals of darkness that has been done to turn the heads against me, to turn the people on heads against me, rituals of darkness, sacrifices of darkness that has been done to turn the heads and everything on heads against me, against my calling, against my destiny. Let the fire of God destroy them now. Begin to pray like that. Nehasha ji akedishila, hendasuziande bashishila, masashdegera tashda. Right now, let the fire of God, let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy rituals of darkness, sacrifices of darkness, blood sacrifices that has been done to turn the head against me, to turn everything on head against me, to turn people on head against me. Let the fire of God begin to destroy them now. Thank you, Lord. Every ritual, every sacrifice that has been done on the ground to turn the head and everything on head against my life and calling and destiny, let the fire of God consume them now. Thank you, Lord. Let the fire of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus, whatsoever has been done on the ground, whatsoever has been done on the head to turn the head against me, to turn the elements of the head against me, to turn people walking on the head against me, let the fire of God reverse it now. Let the blood of Jesus nullify them now. Let the blood of Jesus nullify them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
You're going to pray. The Lord is showing me something very serious. It's like I saw like some demonic people, like you can call them maybe witch, yeah, maybe witch or occultic people, and it's similar to what happened in the Bible. You know, at a point they were going to kill Apostle Paul, when Apostle Paul returned from his missionary journey and he returned to Jerusalem. Yeah, the Bible told us that some men made covenant with themselves, and those men said we will not eat and drink until Paul dies. Yeah, they made covenant with themselves. Yeah, they said, we won't eat, we won't drink until Paul dies. So that's a similar thing that I saw, like some demonic people making covenants with themselves that you know, we will not rest until certain evils happen to you. I don't know those of you that have this message. Yeah, I don't know, those of you that are concerned, yeah, but you're going to pray. You know, just as they did not succeed against Paul, in the name of Jesus, they will not succeed over your life. In the name of Jesus. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, send confusion into the midst of demonic people who have made covenant with themselves to see my life go down, to see my life damaged, to see my life destroyed. Oh Lord, send confusion and judgment against them. Send confusion and judgment against them. Oh, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Oh God of Israel, release judgment, release confusion against every occultic people, demonic people, witchcraft people who have made covenants with themselves to see my life go down, to see my life fail, to see my life destroyed, to see my life damaged. Oh God of Israel, thank you, Lord. Let your judgment strike them now. Let your judgment strike them now. Let your judgment strike them now. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, arise and fight them. Arise and fight them. Arise and fight them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Arise and fight them. Let their blood, let their body begin to work against them. Let their blood, let their body, let the organs in their body begin to work against them until they give up on my life. Oh Lord, arise and strike them. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, you're still going to pray. You're going to say, Father, release every help and blessing that I need at this time to enter into the next height you have prepared for me. The helps that I need, the blessings that I need at this time, at this point in time, at this moment of my life, to enter into the next height that I am supposed to enter at this time. Oh Lord, release those helps now. Release those helps now. Release those blessings now. Begin to pray like that in the name of Jesus. Father, release the helps that I need, the blessings that I need, the favor that I need for me to ascend into the next height you have prepared for me. For me to ascend into the place of honor you have prepared for me. Oh Lord, begin to release them now. The helps that I need, the favor that I need, the helps that I need, the blessings that I need, release them now. Release them now in the name of Jesus. The helps that I need, the blessings that I need to enter into the next height you have prepared for my life. Oh Lord, release them by your mighty hand. Release them now. Release them now. Release them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let the things you have determined to do for me at this time, begin to form in my life, begin to appear in my life. Your plans for my life, all that is in your mind for me at this time, Lord, let them begin to form. Let them begin to take shape right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. As you spoke the word into existence, oh Lord, speak forth all that is in your mind for me at this time, and let them begin to form in my life. Let them begin to appear in my life in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Oh God of Israel, all that is in your mind for me at this time, all that is in your mind for my life, for my calling, for my career, for my ministry, for my marriage, oh Lord, begin to speak them. Speak them forth and let them begin to form in the name of Jesus. All that you have determined to do for me, to do in my life at this time, oh Lord, begin to speak them into existence. Oh Lord, let them begin to form. Let them begin to take shape in my life. Everything that is in your heart for me, everything that is in your mind for my life, oh Lord, speak them forth. Command them to appear in my life in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, let them begin to take shape. Let them begin to form. Let them begin to appear in my life in the name of Jesus. All that is in your plan for my life, all that is in your plans for my destiny, all that is in your plans for my calling, oh Lord, begin to create them. Begin to speak them into existence. Begin to make them appear in my life right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray? Yeah. In Psalm 8, the Bible says that out of the mouth of babes and sucklings as thou ordained strength because of thine enemies. Yeah, out of the mouth of babes, God ordained strength because of his enemies, meaning that there is a strength that God has put inside of you because of his enemies. There is a great strength in you because of God's enemies, and also because of your own enemies, because of the enemies of your life and destiny. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make me stronger than the enemies that have been stronger than me. Make me stronger than the enemies of my destiny, than the enemies attacking my calling and destiny. Oh Lord, let your strength rise from within me and lift me above them. Let your strength rise from within me to defeat them all. Let your strength rise from within me to conquer them all. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, make me stronger than the enemies that attacking my calling and destiny. Make me stronger than the kingdoms of darkness attacking my life, calling and destiny. Make me stronger than the forces of hell fighting my calling and destiny. Oh Lord, strengthen me to conquer them all. strengthen me to conquer them all. Make me stronger than them all. In the name of Jesus, battles that I have failed to overcome, oh Lord, strengthen me to conquer them. Battles of darkness I have failed to overcome, oh Lord, strengthen me to conquer them. Strengthen me to conquer them. Strengthen me to overcome in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, make your strength arise from within me. Make your strength arise from within me to conquer every battle appearing stronger than me. Oh Lord, make your strength arise from within me to conquer every battle appearing stronger than me. Make your strength rise from within me, oh Lord. Make your strength rise from within me, oh God. Make your strength rise from within me, oh God, and give me victory over them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, you're still going to pray concerning strength. Yeah, I realize that a lot of Christians are fond of doing things that is draining away their spiritual strength than doing things that will increase their spiritual strength. So meaning that many Christians are busy with things that is wasting away their spiritual strength, then they are busy with things increasing their spiritual strength. And that is why many Christians lose in battles against darkness. Yeah, so you're going to pray. Maybe you are close to things that is draining away your spiritual strength. You're going to say, Father, separate me from whatsoever thing I have embraced that is wasting away my spiritual strength. Separate me from whatsoever I have embraced, whatsoever I am clinging to that is draining away my spiritual strength. Separate me, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, separate from me. Cut me off from everything that is wasting my spiritual strength. Everything that is promoting weakness in my spirit. Everything that is making me to be weak against the enemy. Oh Lord of hosts, separate me from them. Separate me from them. Separate me from them. In the name of Jesus. Every mindset, every lifestyle that is wasting away my spiritual strength, every form of relationship, friendship that is wasting away my spiritual strength, every attitude, habit that is wasting away my spiritual strength, oh Lord, separate me from them all. In the name of Jesus, separate me from them all. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Connect me with things that will increase my spiritual strength. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, oh, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are still praying. Yeah, concerning your spiritual strength. Yeah, we're still praying. We're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your fire close up every portal of darkness that is channeling evils into my life. Every portal of darkness that is channeling evils into my life. Let your fire close them up. Let your fire shut them down forever. In the name of Jesus, I will begin to pray like that. Oh God of Israel, let your fire close down. Let your fire shut down. Say demonic portals, witchcraft portals that is channeling evils into my life, channeling evils into my destiny, channeling evils into my calling. Let your fire shut them down. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Every openings, demonic openings in my environment, every demonic portal in the place I live that is allowing demons to enter and exit my life, that is allowing serpents and scorpions to enter and leave my life, to come in and come out. Let the fire of God shut them down right now in the name of Jesus. Every demonic portal that is allowing demons to enter into my life, allowing evils to penetrate into my life, let the fire of God shut them down. Let the fire of God shut them down. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Every opening of darkness, portal of darkness that is giving access to evils to enter into my life, giving access to sickness and diseases to enter into my life, giving access to serpents and scorpions to enter into my life. Let the fire of God shut them down. Let your fire, oh God, shut them down forever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have prayed this prayer point before, and I want you to pray it again. You're going to place your right hand on your head, and you're going to pray like this. Yeah, you're going to say, a fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every weakness in my spirit that is allowing the enemy to engage with my spirit in my dreams. That is allowing the enemy to have access to my spirit in my dreams. Let such weakness be destroyed right now. Every weakness in my spirit that is allowing the enemy to have access to my life through my dreams, that is allowing the enemy to appear in my dreams and attack me successfully, let your fire destroy that weakness right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. You need to know that your spirit man is the contact point in your dreams. If your spirit is weak, you will be weak in your dreams. If your spirit is strong, you will be strong in your dreams. Say, let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every weakness in my spirit that is allowing the enemy to attack me successfully in my dreams. That is allowing the enemy to enter into my dreams and attack me. That is allowing the enemy to enter into my dreams and molest me. That is allowing the enemy to enter into my dreams and feed me with food. That is allowing the enemy to enter into my dreams and attack me. Oh Lord, let that weakness die right now. Let that weakness die right now. Let the weakness die in the name of Jesus. Whatever weakness I was born with, whatever weakness in my spirit that is allowing the enemy to have access into my dreams and attack me successfully, let the fire of God destroy that weakness right now In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. Of rescue praying. You're going to pray. Yeah. I saw that some of you, I believe the Holy Spirit is showing me like that so that we can pray. Pray against it just like that. So I saw that you visited the place, and by the time when you visited the place, you were okay. There was, you were spiritually okay. Yeah, but by the time you've been leaving, some spirit left with you. Yeah, that is what I saw. Like you visited a place, and by the time you were leaving, some spirit attached themselves to you, yeah, and they are still attached to you even up to now. Yeah, that is what I saw. So you're going to pray, you're going to say in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God separate from alive every spirit of darkness that have attached themselves to my life, from places I had visited, every demonic spirit that have attached themselves with my life, with my journey, from places I had visited, let the fire of God separate them from my life. Begin to pray like that in the name of Jesus. Let the fire of God separate them from alive. Let the fire of God separate them from alive. Every spirit of darkness, every devil, unclean spirit that attached themselves to my life from places I had visited, let the fire of the Holy Ghost separate them from my life. Thank you, Lord. Let the fire of God separate them from my spirit, soul, and body. Let the fire of God separate them from my life and journey and career and calling and destiny. In the name of Jesus, let them be separated. Let them be separated from my life forever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. I've said it before that there are revelations you must see. And once you see those revelations, your entire life will not remain the same again. Yeah, there are some things God will show you about your life, about your calling, about your destiny. And the way God will show you will be in a transforming manner, such that from the day you know that truth, from the day you know that secret, your life we no longer remain the same again. Everything will just change in your life. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your Holy Spirit, open my eyes to see revelations that I must see. For my life, calling and destiny, to rise to the place of manifestation, for my life to rise to the place of fulfillment. Oh Lord, open my eyes to see them now, in the name of Jesus. Divine revelations that we expose to me, secrets and mysteries of your kingdom. Oh Lord, let those revelations come to me. Revelations that are meant to reposition me into the place of fulfillment of destiny. Revelations that are meant to reposition me into the place of manifestation of my calling. Oh Lord, release those revelations into my life. Release them into my life. Release them to my life. Assign your angels to deliver such revelations to me in the name of Jesus. Revelations that I must see that would take my calling to the next level. Revelations that I must see that would take my calling, my ministry to the next higher level. Oh Lord of hosts, send them into my life. Open my eyes to see them. Open my eyes, thank you Lord, to see them. Oh Lord, begin to show me in the name of Jesus by your Holy Spirit in me. Open my eyes to know them. Open my eyes to see them. Open my heart to see them. Revelations that will change my entire life. That will change my spiritual state. Revelations that will deepen my walk with you. Revelations that will deepen my fellowship with you. Revelations that will deepen my intimacy with you. Revelations that will explain the details about my calling and destiny. Oh Lord of hosts, send those revelations to me. Release those revelations to me. Release those revelations to me right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. We are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, teach me by your Holy Spirit what I need to do with my time, what I need to be doing with my time that is relevant to the fulfillment of my calling and destiny. Oh Lord, teach me what I should be doing with every hour of my life that is relevant to the fulfillment of my calling and destiny. Oh Lord, teach me now. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, teach me to maximize every hour you have given to me. Teach me to make good use of every hour you have given to me in this earth. Teach me to make good use of every day you have given to me in this earth. In such a way that is relevant to the fulfillment of my calling and destiny. Teach me, O God, in the name of Jesus, teach me by your Holy Spirit to make good use of the time you have given to me, to make good use of the hours you have given to me, so that I can make you happy with my life on earth, so that I can fulfill my calling and destiny. Teach me, O God, to make use of the hours and days you have given to me in a way that my calling will be fulfilled. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You're going to pray? Yeah. You're going to pray like this. For some of you, God is about to do something. God is about to do something that that will put you on a I would like to put it now on a platform where you will be globally recognized. I don't know if that's the best way to put it. You know, it's just like sports. You know, there are some people in the world of sports. There are some people that they have broken records that they can't forget them in certain area of sports. Maybe it is football. Maybe it is those that run, those people that run race. Maybe it's basketball. Yeah. These people, they have so much succeeded to the point that the world cannot forget about them. The world can't forget about them. Yeah, they have so much succeeded in that career that, you know, they are globally known. Yeah, that is what I saw. Yeah, so you're going to pray. I don't know your career. I don't know your field of career. I don't know your area of calling. Yeah, but God is about to do something in your area of calling and career that will put you on a global platform. You know, where you'll be globally recognized. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, reveal the greatness of you in my career and calling, such that your name will be globally celebrated through my life. Oh Lord, reveal the greatness of you in my career and calling, such that your name will be globally celebrated through my life in the earth. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. That's the best way I can put the prayer point. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, reveal the greatness of you. Reveal the greatness of you in my career, in my calling, such that your name will be globally honored, so that such that your name will be globally celebrated in all the earth through my life. In the name of Jesus, oh God, reveal your greatness. Reveal your greatness. Reveal your greatness. Reveal your power in my calling, in my ministry, in my career. Reveal your power. Reveal your greatness. Thank you, Lord. Reveal your power. Reveal your greatness. Reveal your power. Reveal your greatness in my area of calling, in the field of my career, such that your name become globally honored through my life, such that your name become globally celebrated through my life, such that nations begin to celebrate your name in my life, such that my life begin to give honor to your kingdom, begin to give honor and praise to your name in all nations of the earth. Lord, reveal your power in my calling. Reveal your greatness in my calling and career, so that your name will be celebrated in all nations of the earth through my life. In the name of Jesus, do it, O God, by your mighty hand. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Yeah, we're going to pray seven more prayer points, and then we will round off the session. You're going to pray like this. Yeah. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, remove whatsoever is wrong in my life, that is slowing down my progress. Whatsoever deformity is in me, spiritual deformity, spiritual paralysis, that is slowing down my progress. Oh Lord Jesus, remove it now from alive. Remove it now from alive. Destroy it in alive. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Every spiritual, every paralysis, deformity, whether physical or spiritual, that is slowing down my progress, that is delaying me from moving fast in my life calling and destiny, that is slowing me down. Oh Lord, remove them now in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever is in me that is slowing down my progress in destiny, oh Lord Jesus, remove it now. Remove it now. Remove it now. Remove it now. Whatsoever is in me that is slowing down my progress in destiny, oh Lord, remove it now. Remove it from me. It could be a habit. It could be a lifestyle. It could be a mentality. It could be a mindset. It could be fear. Begin to say, Lord Jesus, remove from me whatsoever is slowing down my progress in calling and destiny. Remove them now. Remove them now. Remove them now. Remove them now. Lord Jesus, remove them. Lord Jesus, remove them. Lord Jesus, remove them. In the name of Jesus, anything in me that is slowing me down in my journey to fulfilling destiny, Lord Jesus, remove them now from me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Yeah, we have six more prayer points. You're going to pray. We have also prayed this prayer point before. I want you to pray it again. You see that the kingdom of darkness, they know you very well. They have surveillance system, whereas they monitor people. They study their strengths, they study their weaknesses. So they know where to strike. If let's say right now they want to suddenly make you unhappy, they want to suddenly make you sad, they know exactly what to strike in your life. They know where to touch in your life, and suddenly your emotions turn negative, and then suddenly you start getting angry, you start getting bitter. Yeah. So it is because you have given them that chance. So if, let's say, for instance, the weaknesses that they know in the kingdom of darkness about you, if let's say you are strong in those weaknesses, or you are stronger than those weaknesses, then there will be nothing they can use to manipulate you. There will be nothing they can use to control you. So if there's anything that devil can touch in your life at any time, and then immediately you lose your peace, you lose your joy, you become angry, or you begin to think in a lustful way, and then you begin to sin against God in your mind or your actions, then you can't fulfill destiny. Because at every point when you are close to progress in destiny, they will touch that thing. And once they touch that thing, you will fall back again. So you're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to say, Father, by your mighty hand, destroy every weakness in me that is making me vulnerable to be defeated by darkness. Every weakness in my emotions, every weakness in my mind, every weakness in my body, in my soul, in my spirit, that is making the devil stronger than me, that is making me vulnerable to be defeated. Oh Lord, remove that weakness now in the name of Jesus. It could be hunger, it could be pride, it could be lust, it could be telling lies, it could be anything in your life, and you keep doing that thing all the time, you have not grown over, above that thing. Say, oh Lord, remove such weakness from my life. Remove such weakness from my life in the name of Jesus. Every weakness in me that is making me vulnerable to be defeated by the marine kingdom, to be defeated by marine spirits, to be defeated by witchcraft realms, to be defeated by principalities, by powers, every weakness in me that is making them stronger than me. Oh Lord, destroy it now in the name of Jesus. Destroy it now in the name of Jesus. Destroy it now in the name of Jesus. Destroy it now. Lord, make me stronger than the weakness. Make me stronger than that weakness. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have 5 more prayer points. There is no justification for those things. Yeah, you know, for those weaknesses, you can say, oh, that person offended me, so I have to be angry. Or you can say, I just have to do this. Yeah, in as much as it is not that you are angry against sin. The only anger that is permitted in the Bible is anger against sin. Not even anger against sinners. Not that you are angry against sin, against somebody that provoked you, or anyone, you know, the person that offended you. Yeah, getting angry against the offender, the person that offended you, is not allowed in the Bible. The only anger that is allowed is that you are angry against sin. That's the only anger. So any form of anger is a weakness, and it will make the enemy stronger than you. Yeah, and the same thing applies to pride or lust or whatsoever thing. So you're still going to pray again. Yeah, you're going to pray again. You're going to say, Father, strengthen me in my inner man. Strengthen me in my inner man to perfectly manifest your nature in all days of my life. Lord, strengthen me to manifest your nature, the nature of Christ, in every situation, in every day of my life. Lord, help me, give me grace to manifest your nature, to live like you. Jesus was beaten. In fact, they spat on him, they insulted him, but Jesus did not fight back. Jesus did not fight back. Begin to say, oh Lord, strengthen me in my inner man. Strengthen me in my soul to manifest your nature in all situations. Begin to pray like that. Oh Lord, strengthen me. Strengthen me. Thank you, Lord. Strengthen me in my inner man to manifest your nature in all situations, to manifest your nature even when I am being unjustly treated, even when I am being unjustly harmed. Oh, Lord, strengthen me to be meek. Strengthen me to manifest your nature. Help me, oh God. Give me grace to live like you in all situations. Give me grace to tolerate even my enemies. Give me grace to tolerate even my enemies. Help me, O God. Give me grace, O God, to endure suffering for you, to endure afflictions for you. In the name of Jesus, help me, O God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have four more prayer points. You are going to pray. Yeah. You're going to pray like this. You know, the Bible told us about David. David said that God trained his hand to war. Yeah. He said God trained his hands to war. Spiritual warfare has to do with training. Now, when I mean training, I mean personal training. Have you ever felt like somebody standing beside you telling you that this is how to fight? This is where to strike the enemy. This is how to pray the prayers. This is when to pray. Have you ever felt like that? That is how you can be trained by God. Yeah, for victories. So you are going to pray. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to say, "Oh Lord, as you did to David, oh Lord, train my hands for victory in battles of life. Train me to overcome all battles. Train me to become a warrior that conquers all battles." Throughout the scriptures, David never lost a battle because God trained him to war. There's no record that he lost a battle. Even when his armies were little in number, he still won. Say, "Oh Lord, train my hands for victory in the battles of life. Train my hands for victory in the battles of life." Begin to pray like that in the name of Jesus. Say, "Oh Lord, train me to fight and win all battles. Train me, oh God, for victory. Train me, oh God, for victory in the battles of these last days. Train me, oh God, for victory. Train my spirit. Train my spirit. Train my soul. Train my body to always win in the battles of life. Train me, oh God, to always win." The meaning of a warrior is someone that is always winning. Not that you won last year and then this year you did not win. Not that you won last month and then this month you can't win. Then you are not a warrior. A warrior always wins. The only time warriors don't win is when they have died. They are no longer in existence. Yeah, that is when we can't say that they win anymore. But as long as they live, they're always winning. Say, "Lord, train me to win battles, to win all battles. Train my spirit, train my soul, train my body. Even use my weakness to train me." There's a way God can use even your weakness to train you. And then you become stronger, and then you begin to deliver people who have the same weaknesses. You begin to help people who have similar weaknesses because you overcome yours. Say, "Lord, train me to overcome in battles of life. Train me for victories in the name of Jesus." Thank you, Father. In Jesus' a mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to pray like this. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, "Father, mobilize your angels to bring to bring to me blessings that the enemy has pushed away from my life. Mobilize your angels to draw those blessings back to me. Blessings that the enemy has pushed out of my life. Mobilize your angels to push it into my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Blessings the enemy has pushed out of my life. Oh Lord, mobilize your angels to push them into my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, assign your angels to begin to bring them into my life, to begin to push them into my life. Blessings that the agents of darkness has pushed out of my life. Oh Lord, send out your angels to push them back into my life right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I decree into your life that the angels of the Lord be released now to begin to move those blessings the enemy has pushed out of your life. I decree that God's angels begin to move them back into your life right now, in the name of Jesus. That the helps and helpers that Satan has pushed away from you, let God's angels begin to push them into your life in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah. Two more prayer points. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, create events that will lift up my life. Yeah. You know that what lifted Joseph from prison to the palace was created by God. The event that lifted, that moved Joseph from prison, from a prisoner to become a prime minister, God created that event. Yeah, and all of a sudden, a prisoner became a ruler of the kingdom. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, create events that will lift up my life to the heights you want me to attain. Oh Lord, create events in heavy places. Create events in great places. Create events in everywhere that will lift up my life to the height you want me to attain, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Oh Lord, create events, create situations that will lead to my rising into the height you want me to attain. Create events, create situations that will lift up my life from where I am now into the height you want for my life. Oh Lord, create those events now, as you did concerning Joseph, as you did concerning David. Oh Lord, create situations, create events that will bring me up to the height you have prepared for me. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Create events and situations that will give announcement to my calling. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the last prayer point you're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to pray like this. Yeah. You're going to say, Lord Jesus. Lay your hands on me and begin to heal everything that the enemy as damaged in my health, in my spirit, in my soul. Oh Lord, lay your hands on me and begin to heal me now. Begin to heal me now. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, lay your hands on me. Begin to heal. Whatsoever is wrong in my health, whatsoever is wrong in my spirit, whatsoever is wrong in my blood, whatsoever is wrong in my soul, in my body, oh Lord, by your hands, heal me now. Destroy plantation of darkness. By your hands, destroy seed of darkness. Destroy seed of sickness. Destroy roots of disease. In the name of Jesus, lay your hands on me, Lord. Heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. 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 In the name of Jesus, heal me in my body. Heal me in my soul. Heal me in my spirit. In the name of Jesus, destroy every seed of darkness. Destroy every seed of sickness. Destroy every root of sickness. Destroy every root of disease. Heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. In the name of Jesus, lay your hands on me. Heal me. Heal me. Heal me. Restore my health. Heal me. Restore my health. Heal me. Restore my health. Heal me, Lord. Restore my health. Restore my spiritual health. Restore my physical health. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. We're going to stop here, and I will be praying for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for there is none like you. Thank you for your grace that is sufficient. Thank you for your mercy that is upon our lives. Thank you, Lord, for your love you have demonstrated toward us. Thank you for your presence and power in our midst in this meeting. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything you have done already. Thank you for victories you have given to us already. Thank you for deliverance and breakthroughs you have done in our lives already. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, I stand as your servant to pray for everyone who have joined this prayer session. I ask, oh God, that your mercy speak for everyone here right now in Jesus' name. The mercy of God shall speak for you at this point in time in your life. The mercy of God shall speak for you in Jesus' name. The mercy of God shall silence every utterance and voice of condemnation and judgment. Let the mercy of God silence such voices and utterances right now in Jesus' name. I decree that the sword of the Lord cuts in pieces every evil hand that is controlling the affairs of your life against the will of God. Let the sword of the Lord cut off such hands now in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the will of God for your life for this time shall be done in the name of Jesus. The plans of God for your life for this time shall be done in the name of Jesus. Whether Satan likes it or not, whether devils or agents of darkness like it or not, I repeat, the will of God, the plans of God for your life at this time shall be done in the name of Jesus. The breakthrough you have been expecting since last year that have not yet happened, I decree that breakthrough appear now in the name of Jesus. I decree that that breakthrough appear now in the name of Jesus. Every stubborn enemy that is following your life so closely and are not ready to give up, I decree that the angels of God strike them and execute their judgment now. In the name of Jesus, let the angels of the Lord execute their judgment now. In the name of Jesus, I decree that your calling shall rise to manifestation and fulfillment. In the name of Jesus, even in that place where you are, in that location where you are, irrespective of how it looks, whether it looks local, the hand of God shall come upon you and your calling shall be fulfilled. In the name of Jesus, the blessings of the Lord shall catch up with you in the name of Jesus, and you shall have testimonies to share to the world that your God is faithful, and so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name, it is done. Amen, amen, amen. Yeah. Remain blessed in Jesus' name.